Hello everyone, it's Parker here, and in today's video we're going to be discussing the difference between the competitive versus the collaborative frame, especially within social environments. So let's go ahead and get into it. Guys, one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is this frame, okay? This specific frame that we use when we're going out, when we're communicating with others, when we're in social environments, right? If you have your anxiety when you're around people, if you're experiencing this anxiety, these feelings, these thoughts, this overwhelming, you know, feeling that like you can't shake, where people are just judging you, feeling like everything that you do is being watched, feeling like you can't connect well with others, like you can't be your authentic self around others in these specific social environments, in these specific situations. This frame that we are using in most of our daily lives, especially if you've struggled with social anxiety for a while now, is a competitive frame. And we end up developing this competitive frame around others because of past experiences of just things not going very well, you know, when we're communicating or you know, not getting what we want out of social environments and social situations. And just that type of thinking of feeling like I need to get something out of this, okay, just even that mindset going into something is setting you up for massive, massive failure. And it's because of this competitive frame. It's like if you were to walk into just a regular, schmegular, like, social environment with tons of people, maybe a group setting, maybe it's like an office party, maybe it's like a bar, maybe it's a club, maybe it's just hanging out with your friends that you've known for a very long time and you guys are just all hanging out together. Whenever you walk in with this competitive frame, it's almost as if you're going in there and you're saying, okay, I need to essentially compete for attention. I need to prove myself. I need to seek validation from others to know that what I'm doing is okay, to know that me being here, me just being myself, doing my everyday thing is okay. And it's this neediness that creates a lot of this tension and the anxiety that we experience. And you portray this neediness and this competitive frame to the entire world. Everyone can see it, even if it's unconscious. They unconsciously and subconsciously pick up on these subcommunications, these minute things that you are personally doing. And this is from years and years of evolution, okay? And you don't know, like, you don't know you're doing it most of the time. So let me really start breaking down the difference between a competitive frame and a collaborative frame, because what I had just mentioned is more so some of the feelings that you might have when you go into one of these environments. Like, you feel like everyone's against you, right? You demonize others. You walk into a place, you see all these groups clumped up together, right? These little social circles, these little groups clumped up together, and you demonize them. You think everybody's out to get you. You think also when you walk into a place that everybody knows each other, when a lot of times that's not true. And a lot of these just rationalizations start going through your head that are completely irrational, by the way. But it's just your mind trying to help you understand and break down certain patterns that are going on that usually aren't there, okay? Our minds really want to connect the dots between things. And so if we can almost trick ourselves and say, oh, you know what, everybody knows each other here. Oh, you know what, everybody here, they're out to get me. They don't like me. They don't want to hear what I have to say. It's going to try to place these judgments on these things to give you any reason that you possibly can to not go out and put yourself into an uncomfortable situation or make yourself feel vulnerable. So we really have to start shifting into this more collaborative frame. And like I mentioned earlier, instead of trying to get things out of like social situations, is try to get things from people. Instead of trying to just make a situation like good, right? And instead of like putting all this pressure on yourself to make something happen, instead, you're going to be able to let go of the outcome. And I know it's difficult for me to say let go, but if you've taken or if you've gone through some of my mini course already, the link's in the description if you join the Facebook group, you know that through awareness, right, and be able to identify with your awareness rather than your mind and these thoughts that come up, you're able to accept situations as they happen. And when you're able to do this, your presence is able to be felt. You have this magnetic authenticity that naturally comes out of you as you're able to take on this collaborative frame, because social environments, socializing, communicating with others, instead of feeling uncomfortable, instead of feeling like you're not able to be yourself, or you're just putting on this front, this mask, instead of all these things, socializing becomes fun. Like, you want to do it. Things become natural. It becomes a joy to do because it's involving everyone. And your mind, for the first time, if you've been struggling with this for a while and you've had a lot of past negative experiences, instead of demonizing everyone and feeling like everyone's out to get you, you're in this collaborative frame that allows you to speak with flow. Instead of, oh, I don't know what to say, I'm running out of words to say, like, how do I get people to like me? Instead of all this nonsense that goes in through our heads, right? Instead of seeking this validation from others, right? Unconsciously, and a lot of these things you guys don't know yet, right? But what will happen once you just take on the frame of being a collaborative communicator, collaborative person, instead of the competitive frame, is all these things come natural to you. So what I want you to do right now, it's a quick little exercise, is for a second, close your eyes and just start to imagine and start to feel like this ideal self that you want to be. Okay, who is it that you want to be? Say they didn't have social anxiety. They didn't have this burden of social anxiety. Okay, you right now, what would you be like? How would you think? How would you feel? And I want you to picture yourself inside a social situation, just whatever one pops up, a little social environment that pops up. It could be at a club, it could be at a work event, it could be literally wherever, meeting up people out for dinner. And I want you to imagine this circumstance. If you were this ideal self, okay, this person you imagine you could be, I want you to imagine what they would think about, how they would feel, what they would say, how they would speak. Everything going through their mind, I want you to imagine that. I want you to visualize this situation as if you did not have this social anxiety and this burden. Imagine what you would be like. And if you can do that, you will see that by embodying this person, this individual, you will naturally start to do, you will naturally start to communicate as a high-value communicator, as an authentic communicator who isn't all the time demonizing these people and being in this competitive frame where you're just hurting yourself more than you could ever imagine, even though you don't want to, even though you don't want to be doing this. Like, I know for me, growing up, I was like a big, like, mean mugger. Like, I had this, I had like a resting bitch face, like no other. And I didn't like consciously know that I was doing it all the time, but it was because I was so scared of the world. I was walking around, I was so scared that I would put up this front because I truly believed the people were out to get me. Like, I truly believe that, as crazy as that sounds. But we walk around with this idea all the time and we don't even know it because we're in this competitive frame. And the more that you try to get out of a situation, the more like just foolish and the more anxiety that's really going to come about, the less that you're going to be able to feel authentic and be an authentic communicator and connect with people and have some real, you know, real lasting relationships and fulfilling bonds and fulfilling relationships with incredible people everywhere. Because like, I want you to imagine yourself, like yourself in these types of situations. Would you act like that in front of others? Like, would you demonize people? Would you be somebody that like tries to exclude a person from a group if that's one of your biggest fears? No, you probably wouldn't, right? And so if you can like start to realize that these people aren't out to get you, and it's usually just this anxiety and this programming, then you're going to start to do a lot better in these social environments if you can let go of all the attachment to success, right? This attachment to being well-liked, this attachment to not being judged, or to being judged positively. The people that are able to be these carefree, passionate, and fun individuals, emphasis on carefree, these are the people that thrive in social environments. And by beginning to take on this competitive frame rather than collaborative frame rather than competitive, you're going to start to see a lot better opportunities pop up in your social life. So I want to make that a quick video. Guys, if you have not yet, join the Facebook group. You can get our free mini course inside of there and a ton of cool information. But yeah, I think that's going to be it for me today. I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.